This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. International health experts had hoped to eliminate the debilitating disease of polio by 2005. Everything was on schedule until Muslim clerics in northern Nigeria falsely claimed that the vaccine would make girls infertile. Many parents did not get their children vaccinated. About 400 Nigerian children got polio in 2003, roughly half the worldwide total. The Nigerian government held a nationwide vaccination campaign last week, but not everyone participated. The reluctance of some local officials to go along with a global eradication campaign raises a key question for international health experts. Is trying to control or eradicate a single disease an effective way to improve health in developing countries? NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The problem in Nigeria started when Muslim clerics began asking why outsiders would want Nigerians to get drops of polio vaccine when other illnesses are more of a problem than polio. David Heyman, the World Health Organization's polio ambassador, says villagers in poor areas around the world ask the same thing.
Why are you giving me these drops? The government doesn't give me anything else. And that's a hard explanation to give in a country where the health system doesn't make it to the community level to give out medicines for malaria or medicines for TB.
Selling local people on an eradication campaign can be difficult, but international health experts agree that aiming at one particular disease is generally quicker, less expensive, and many say more satisfying than creating a health system. It worked for smallpox, which used to kill millions of people a year until it was eradicated more than 25 years ago. Heyman worked on smallpox. He was frustrated to see the campaign leave nothing behind to build up health systems. He came to believe that you can use an eradication campaign to build stronger health programs. He thinks it can be done with polio.
Because there are 3,000 surveillance people in the field, for example, people who are looking for the virus, who can now broaden their skills to do other disease surveillance, and we're talking right now with various partners to see if we can set up a consortium which will support these people to expand their role after polio's gone.
And Heyman says it's not just people. The polio eradication effort has put equipment in place.
There's been a huge investment in what we call the cold chain, making sure that there are refrigerators available to keep polio vaccine. Those refrigerators can be now used for other immunizations as well.
But other international health experts don't think it's that easy. Mike Toole heads the Center for International Health at the Burnet Institute in Melbourne, Australia.
Perhaps the refrigerators are left behind, but they require regular supplies of gas to run them.
And in places like Nigeria, gas can be hard to come by. Toole has seen immunization offices around the world that troubled him, despite being fully stocked and staffed.
Next door, in the department that's trying to deal with maternal mortality or trying to improve the level of antenatal care, they don't have anything. They don't have any resources. They get very little training.
International health experts say it's easier to get funding for targeted programs than for developing a health system. Mark Grabowski works for the American Red Cross on measles.
We've found it difficult to say, give money for Africa. What we're able to do with measles is relate funds to a specific outcome. Every $1 vaccinates a child. Every $200 prevents a child death.
But while it may be easier to raise money for eradication, donors can get fed up when success keeps slipping out of reach. The resistance in Kano, Nigeria, to polio vaccination is threatening the entire campaign, which has cost $3 billion so far. The WHO's David Heyman.
The resources have been spent wisely, but the resources must be diverted to other priorities, AIDS, tuberculosis, malaria. And we have an obligation to finishing the job so that those resources can work elsewhere.
Whether Heyman and others can finish the job of eradicating polio depends on funders staying on board for a slower, more expensive effort. And it depends on support from the clerics in northern Nigeria who persuaded their followers not to get vaccinated. If that support comes, it means the decision to aim at eradication was a good one. If the clerics remain suspicious of outsiders focused on a single disease, it threatens not only the polio eradication campaign, but campaigns against measles and river blindness and guinea worm. There are signs of hope for eradication. Before last week's campaign began, there were two Nigerian states holding out, Kano and Zamfara. 5 days before the campaign started. Officials in Zamfara agreed to support it. Jo Ansel Berner, NPR News, Washington.